Greetings, and welcome to yet another episode of the Pinstripe Alley podcast. That's right, no, I'm not reporting from Paris. I'm actually back from Paris. That'd have been funny, the Paris Alley podcast, because there are a lot of alleys in Paris, I can tell you that from just being there. Anyway, with me, as always, of course, I'm your host, I'm giving you a raise, and with me, as always, is What Would Jeter Do and Lord Duggan. I haven't been around for this week of Yankee baseball, so, Duggan, Waffles, how was this week of Yankee baseball for the most part?
Pretty good.
Duggan?
I approved. Yeah, it was good.
Alright.
We didn't lose, I don't think.
Well, that's a plus.
Hey, Ibanez hit a dinger.
Oh, yeah.
He did.
Yeah.
Well, promises. There you go. I guess the week was a win.
Oh, it was a smashing success.
Just because of that.
Yeah.
Has he hit any more?
No,
of course not.
I'm pretty sure that's his only hit.
How was everyone's week? I've been in Paris, so I mean my week was fine. But Duggan, how was your week?
It was good.
Alright, Waffles, how are you doing?
No complaints.
Really? I mean, you know, we just had a little talk before this. Are you okay?
My heart hurts a little bit, but I'll be okay.
Okay. I just wanted to, you know, console. We care about feelings here on the Pinstripe Alley podcast. You know, the feelings of my co-hosts are important to me.
I will somehow go on, I think.
All right. Duggan, I care about your feelings, too. Don't worry.
Aww.
I know. Should give you just a big old man hug.
You should.
I should probably, like, say why I'm not just, like, a manic depressive or anything, but, like, my Tar Heels lost.
Yeah.
In the Elite Eight.
Well, I can tell you, it pretty much signals the final death of my bracket.
Yeah, mine's cooked now.
I think, actually, I mean, who are we kidding? I think a lot of people's brackets are cooked, so.
I mean, it was on life support before, but I didn't care. Because we were still in it, but now I'm just kind of like, whatever.
Yeah.
Cheering for a meteor.
Well, you've got the Yankee season to look forward to.
I do.
Or do you?
I hope so.
That'd be pretty creepy, actually. But, alright, well, let's get right into this week in Pinstripes. I really have nothing to talk about in terms of trying to segue this anywhere, because I really don't know what happened. I'm not joking when I say, like, of the recording of this podcast, I literally touched down in New York about, I would say, 4 hours ago. So, with eating, unpacking, all of that fun stuff, I've barely had a chance to go on the net and see what's been happening in the wonderful world of baseball. So, Waffles, how has...
You're bullshitting even more than usual this week.
I know. I mean, Waffles, how has this week in Pinstripes be? Let me know any important things that happened.
Well, like I said, I think it's gone pretty well because we haven't lost. Joe Girardi made Bobby Valentine mad for the first time of many, I'm sure.
How did he do that?
We played the Red Sox, what was it, Duggan? Tuesday, Monday?
Well,
they're early in the week. And,
it wasn't Monday, because I was here for that, and there was no game
right.
Monday.
Well, it was sometime a little bit earlier in the week. And they tied. The Red Sox came back and tied, in the ninth inning. And we had a split squad the next day. So, Girardi didn't have anyone else to pitch. So he kind of just said, like, okay, that's game. And just let it be a tie. And Bobby Valentine got all pissed off because he said that he had a pitcher that needed to get into the game who was fighting for a spot on the team. And he thought it was very uncourteous and blah, 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 Bobby Valentine.
Interesting. Go Girardi. Good for him. Do what's best for his team. Screw the Red Sox.
That's pretty much what Girardi said when they asked him about it. They're like, Well, what's important to me is my team, so...
Yeah, that he did, and that pitcher was cut the next day. So...
I guess he didn't make the cut. Or he did make the cut, however you want to look at it. Ooh, bad puns already. Ugh. At least I didn't say it in French.
Do you know any French?
No, not a word.
I've heard that your attempts at French were funny. Give me an attempt at some French.
I can't do that because it would go into what I describe as racist French, and I'd rather not be racist to the French on this show quite yet. later on, we will be, but... I mean, I call the Arc de Triomphe, you know, I think it's pronounced the Arc de Triomphe or something like that, but I call it the Arc de Triomphe, so... That shows the quality of my French. But anyway, no, good for Girardi. I mean, that's good to hear. Cares about his team and screw the Red Sox. Who cares about Bobby Valentine's feelings? Or that pitcher who got cut. I don't care about him. Alright, anything else? I'm sure there's been much more interesting stories.
What else has happened?
I saw something on Java.
Yeah.
Oh God, do you know the whole Java story at all, how he got injured?
No.
He was jumping on a trampoline with his son and
I'm laughing already. Oh my God.
The bone in his ankle broke through the skin of his leg. And he lost a huge amount of blood.
When the bone breaks through, that's probably what happens.
His dad and his agent said it wasn't a life-threatening amount of blood like was reported.
Life-threatening amount of blood? His bone was through the... Oh my God.
The internet and everyone else is kind of split between Jabba is a complete and utter moron. And Jabba is dad of the year. And it's a pretty even split.
I have to say, this has given rise to a really weird debate.
Yeah.
Really? Wow. That's... What do you think? Is he dad of the year or an idiot? Waffles?
I think that Duggan kind of said it best on PSA. He said that... sorry. I think Duggan said it best on PSA when he said that being with his son doesn't preclude him from responsibility, right. But it doesn't, you know, I don't think he's dad of the year. I don't think he's the biggest moron on the planet, but I think that he could have been smarter than to have gotten on a trampoline because Jabba's not a small dude.
No.
And I don't think that he was using the best judgment, but I don't think that either spectrum is correct.
Well, Duggan, you said all that?
Not all of that.
But
just
the first part. I expanded on it.
Alright, well, continue, Duggan.
Okay. Trampolines are kind of dangerous.
We learned that from an old Simpsons episode where Krusty gave away a trampoline because it wound up hurting people.
Trampolines are more dangerous when you're fat, like Jabba. And I saw a picture of the place and it had kind of like the trampolines like on the walls and on the... If you remember that like basketball that they played where there was trampolines everywhere and there was all like these huge dunks? It was kind of like that thing where there's just kind of trampolines everywhere.
Oh, yeah, one of those.
Yeah. And while that's, you know, it's kind of easy to, in hindsight, say, well, yeah, don't go on those things. Just being that it probably seemed like a kind of minor risk to just go and hang out with the sun doing that. So I'm a little bit hesitant to just be like, Jabba, you're so reckless and you endangered your career by being stupid. Especially when we don't really know any details other than he was on this trampoline and got hurt. You know, we don't know if he was trying to do fat man flips and just being stupid and reckless, or if it was just kind of like a freak accident. So given that we don't really know that, I'm a little bit hesitant to go either way.
Well, I've seen nothing, so I could just make random baseless judgments, if you'd like.
I think that you should, yes.
Actually, my first thought when I heard a little bit about, you know, him getting injured or just being released from the hospital is that I can't recall a Yankee who I think has been hurt more mentally or physically right now than Jabba Chamberlain. I mean, I remember Pat Kelly was always like, he had a seat on the DL for a long time, but I don't know. It just seems like Jabba is, I don't know if you want to call it cursed, fat, you know, whatever, but.
He's been pretty unlucky.
And fat.
And fat.
But
I mean, the whole, like, midges thing, and.
Yeah.
It just seems like these, like, freak things.
I mean, this is. This almost
was.
Oh, sorry, go ahead, Duggan.
Okay. When he needed Tommy John, he went in there, and his arm was feeling fine, and he was still pitching, and he had no, like, loss of ability, and he could open a doorknob and stuff. He just, like, you know, felt a little tightness in his elbow. Oh, you're completely broken and need Tommy John.
Yeah, right. I remember that.
Of course. Oh, where was I going with that? No, it's just, yeah, I mean, this, again, like the David Robertson thing, seems, again, like a Mets injury. And yeah. Mind you, the Mets are pretty injured, from what I've seen. But I guess that's to be expected. No, it's definitely going to be interesting. They're saying, I did read that they are saying Jabba still, you know, they're still planning to have him pitch this year. I guess they really should just keep him away from trampolines or sun.
Yeah, I think we should blame the kid.
Why not?
Yeah.
Again, you wanted some random baseless accusations.
Exactly.
Kids are dangerous, you know.
They are.
They make you do stupid things. They
keep them away from that child. The kid is a bad influence on Jabba.
They put peanut butter in things that don't require peanut butter, like electronics. So I think the kid is really to blame in this Jabba chamber mess.
I just really don't understand the people who don't see that trampolines are at least kind of a bad idea, because I mean, my parents were probably pretty protective, but, you know, my dad never let me on a trampoline because he said, you'll break an arm or a leg. So, it was kind of surprising to me that so many people were like, trampolines are fine.
No. Giant, like, inflatable houses in which you bounce around, those are fine. Trampolines are deadly, deadly devices.
Someone said that, like, if you have a trampoline and you try to get homeowner's insurance, they, like, are very hesitant to give it to you or, like, charge you a lot extra.
It's like owning a red car at 23.
Just because you have a trampoline.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't think it's, like, completely ridiculous to say that trampolines are at least kind of a bad idea, and probably doubly a bad idea when you're a fat man.
When you're Jabba fat.
And probably triply a bad idea when you're a fat man rehabbing from Tommy John. But
who are we to judge?
Who are we to judge?
Actually, I'm judging. Of course, I always do. Alright, Duggan, anything Yankee-wise you'd like to talk about? Anything this week in Pinstripes?
Team looks good.
That's good.
That's good, yeah.
Anything in particular? Again, I'm out of the loop, so you're gonna have to help me out here.
Hughes looked good again.
Oh, he did?
The pitching's pretty good, yeah.
That's great to hear. I love hearing that. I was doing news, looking up news. I saw Pineda got his velocity up today or something like that.
Not today, the last time he pitched.
Oh, that. When was that?
Tuesday, I think.
Oh, good. I'll have to go back and edit my news.
Tuesday it was a little bit better than it was today. He was more in the 91, 93, and then up to 94, whereas today he was less 94. Like, I think he got to 94 one time or two times, but not as often as he did Tuesday. But Tuesday, his first inning was a disaster. I mean, it was just, he couldn't spot his pitches, and he gave up a two-run home run to Andrew McCutchen.
Oh, I do briefly remember that, as I believe I was sitting in the airport. So, well,
that's... But after that inning, he was amazing, and he said that he realized that his shoulder was too open in the first inning, so he made that adjustment, and then he struck out five of the next six, but he just didn't get to pitch very deep into the game because he had, like, almost a 40-pitch first inning.
Oh, wow. But, so how did he look today?
Today he was okay. He's still kind of... His control wasn't as good today as it was in the second two innings of Tuesday. But, I mean, he wasn't bad. He only gave up one run. So it's not like, you know, he was having a disastrous outing.
Right. Any other pitchers that have looked good? Duggan?
Nova looked really good and then had two bad innings. He threw four perfect innings and then gave up two runs in both the fifth and the sixth, and then threw a perfect seventh. I actually let him go seven innings because, you know, he threw the first four innings 12 up, 12 down with only like 35 pitches or something insane.
Wow.
But then the next two innings he gave up like six hits or something combined. So,
what a jerk.
Yeah. But, I mean, it was cool that they let him go seven innings. I think that was a good decision.
Yeah.
To get his... Because he needed to get his pitch count up. He'd done the first four innings so efficiently. But, yeah, I mean, he still hasn't really put it all together. But, I mean, when he did put it together in the first four innings there, he was just incredible. Just really, really incredible.
Yeah, he looked fantastic.
That's promising. Again, you're... Want those young starters. How about Garcia, Kuroda, how have they looked?
Kuroda did well. He pitched the other side of the split squad when Nova pitched. And he went 5 2/3 and only gave up one run.
That's promising as well. Garcia, when did he pitch this week?
Garcia pitched yesterday, I think.
How was he?
He did well. I didn't get to watch it because it wasn't on MLB.tv or regular TV. So I kind of just had, it wasn't, there also wasn't a radio broadcast, so I kind of just had to follow game day. But I don't think he gave up any runs, and I think he pitched 4 or 5 innings, I'm not sure.
Well, that's good. Sounds like the pitching is looking pretty solid.
Yeah, and CC faced the minor leaguers.
Oh boy.
Yeah, we sent CC to the minor leagues instead of having him pitch against the Red Sox because we didn't want them to see him.
Smart strategy.
Yeah.
How has the hitting looked? Waffles?
It's been kind of hit or miss. I mean, today, Jeter led off the game with a home run, and then we didn't score again. And then, I guess it was Tuesday when Pineda pitched, we scored 10 runs. So it's kind of there and then not, but that's kind of how baseball goes, I guess.
Is Health Rod still looking good at the plate?
He got hit in the ribs today and I, like, almost cried.
Yeah, I saw that, but I saw he's fine.
Yeah, he's fine.
That's good.
But it scared me. Because I thought at first it was his hand. Because he just, like, fell over.
Ooh.
But it was his ribs. But he's fine.
Alright.
Grandy's still mashing.
Yes. How's my boy looked, Gardner? Has he looked okay?
He's been pretty well. He had an amazing play on defense today.
Oh, that's always good.
He threw someone out at the plate.
Nice.
Had him by a good margin.
That's my boy. Duggan, any hitting impressed you?
Tex has still been hitting pretty well, actually, I thought. He's using the whole field better.
Oh, that's definitely promising news.
He's hit a few doubles.
Yeah.
Good for him. That's definitely what you want to hear. And Abanez hit that dinger, you said.
And Nunez as well has been hitting well.
That's good. I saw they demoted Pena.
Yeah.
That's good. It's Nunez's time to shine.
Pena hit a home run.
He did.
Wow.
He did. Wow.
Maybe I was mistaken. Get him back up here. So he has as many home runs as Abanez.
Yep.
And
more than Tex, I think. Tex hasn't hit one yet, has he?
I don't think so.
Wow.
That guy intentionally walked Colin Curtis yesterday? Was it yesterday?
How does that happen?
In spring training.
Wow.
Walking Colin Curtis.
Who intentionally walks in spring training anyway?
I really question your motives, Mr. Pitcher.
Anything else interesting Yankee-wise?
D-Rob pitched today for the first time.
Oh, how'd he do?
He did well.
All right, good. Good to see his Mets injury wasn't too serious.
Rivera finally gave up a hit.
Wow.
His first one of spring training.
Mitre of the week.
Without question. How dare he give up a single hit.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, I guess let's move on to this week in baseball. And, again, I got nothing. Has there been anything interesting baseball-wise that's happened?
Ryan Madsen needs Tommy John.
That's right. I was talking with a Phillies fan, one of the fiancé's friends, and apparently Madsen's out for the season.
Yep.
Wow.
His ligament was torn off the bone.
Ah, that sounds painful.
Yes, it does.
He's going to find Papelbon and kill him.
He really is going to set Papelbon's van on fire.
You know, I have no real problem with this.
If he was about to make, like, $40 million, and then they bailed to sign Papelbon, and now he got a one-year deal for, like, $10 million. Now he's going to be out the entire season and then have to go as a free agent again with, you know, very, very diminished value. We just lost so much money, and he was just right on the cusp of having a $40 million deal.
Wow.
He really is going to just annihilate Papelbon. He better sleep with, like, an eye open or something.
Say, Papelbon, he ruins careers, you know? I've been saying it for years. Maybe someone needs to get revenge on Papelbon. I'm just saying.
I really do feel bad for him, though.
Yeah, that's terrible. That is absolutely terrible.
It seems like it's kind of the trend this year to need Tommy John.
Yeah, well, last year was obliques.
Yep.
But anything else in baseball interesting? Duggan?
The Mariners played in Japan.
Oh, really?
Yes, they did.
Mm-hmm.
Get to see Ichiro in his hometown.
Yep, and Noesi pitched, and they hit him pretty well. The Hanshin Tigers scored like 3 runs off him or something in a few innings.
He did not do so well.
That's too bad. I'm rooting for Noesi out there in Seattle, but well, we'll see what he can do.
Did they play the Giants tonight? The Yomiuri Giants?
Yes.
They play some other Japanese team.
The Giants.
Wonder if it's on now.
I don't think so. I think it comes on like 3:00 East Coast time or something.
No, I'll be in bed.
Ridiculous.
I'll be in bed by then.
Something like that.
I'm curious, has Darvish looked any better or worse?
Darvish did really well the last time he pitched. I think he struck out like 11 or something.
Wow. That should be
something like that.
That should be fun to watch this season.
Barry Zito got destroyed.
Damn.
He gave up 5 runs in 2 1/3.
Impressive.
Such a disaster.
I saw Strasburg. I thought I saw something. Strasburg really outpitched the Mets someday this week.
Yeah.
Not surprising. Man, I definitely saw that. One little bit of baseball news I've got back, because I came back, I was talking to a friend on the phone, and he just says the Mets pitching staff just looks absolutely abysmal. Like, they really have no one. Mike Pelfrey is a disaster. Johan is, a shell of himself. Really makes you want... My friend wants them to fire Dan Worthen, and I'm starting not to blame him. At this point, you fired everyone else. Why not just clean house? Get rid of the medical staff, because they're clearly inept.
Just fire everyone.
Yes, fire everyone. But, alright, anyone else got any baseball news further?
Not that I know of.
Not that I know of.
Alright, no one knows anything. Awesome, alright. I guess we can move right into the Yankee and Mitre of the Week. And, I've got no one, because I have not followed baseball at all for the week, so this is just on you two. We'll start with you, Duggan. Who is your Yankee of the Week?
I'll take Eduardo Nunez.
All right. Spunky.
He has been spunky. He just missed a home run. He's had a couple of doubles. I think it was a 3-hit day. And no problems with his defense, so he's looked good.
Promising.
He's even taken some pitches. He's even, not been swinging at everything that wasn't in the dirt and some things that are in the dirt. He's looked better at the plate and has been hitting the ball pretty well.
Okay, very nice.
And I think they're going to need him to contribute this year. I think they're going to need him to both play the field and not be a disaster and accept some amount of playing time, because no matter what they try to do, someone on the infield, probably A-Rod or Jeter, is going to miss some time. And it would be really helpful if Nunez could step in and play well.
Yes, we need him to uplift the spunk and do well, I think. I agree with you there. Waffles, your Yankee of the Week?
I'll take Justin Maxwell.
Okay.
He's played really well, and he has, 5 doubles, and he's hitting .414. He's looked a lot better than Ibanez has.
Haven't we all?
Yes. But, people kind of say, well, there's no place on the team for him, and that kind of sucks because the person that we have a place on the team for sucks. So.
All right, yeah. I can't disagree with you there. If one is clearly better than the other, there's no reason not to take him. But, alright, Duggan, your Mitre of the Week?
Well, since I'm the only one who hasn't taken Ibanez yet, I'm going to claim Ibanez.
Alright.
Now we've all taken Ibanez.
Perpetual Mitre of the Week.
We just pass him back and forth like the cheap whore that he is.
But he hit a dinger.
He did.
But that's it.
He did. But he hit a dinger to break an 0-for-27.
Oh my god, that is terrible.
Yeah.
And he went right back on another 0-for streak, hasn't he?
Did he come up to bat since then? The dinger was pretty recent.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know if he has come to bat yet, but that is his only...
Yeah, his dinger was yesterday.
Yeah. So he may not have...
And I don't think he played today.
Yeah.
Alright, so once again on the Mitre of the Week list, Raul Labañez. Let's see if we can make it, what, 4 in a row? 5? Something like that. Waffles, your Mitre of the Week?
I will take Jorge Vasquez.
Oh, okay, El Chata.
Because, I mean, it's not necessarily anything he's done specifically this week, but he said that, he doesn't want to be in AAA anymore. And it's kind of like, well, if you were better, you wouldn't have to be in AAA.
And maybe if you hit a little better, you might get out.
So he says that if they don't have a place for him this season, that he wants to leave. So to that, I say goodbye.
Yeah, nothing more you can say about that, because there's no place for him.
I mean, he's having an awful spring.
He's having
so it's not like he's showing that he should not be in AAA.
Yeah, he's having an Abanya spring for the most part.
He's hitting a little bit better than Abanya's.
That is sad. But, yeah, no, I agree. If, you know, there is no place for him, then adios. Adios, El Chato.
Pretty much.
Alright.
Greg, I think you should pick a Yankee and Mitre of the Week based on idle speculation alone.
Alright, my Yankee of the Week, Brett Gardner. Amazing defensive play, still hits well, speedy, good-looking, sexy. How can you go wrong?
What else could you want?
Yes, and my Mitre of the Week, Girardi's Binder. Why not? It's evil. It's unholy. It's forged in the fires of Mount Doom. And it just makes terrible pitching decisions at times. Questionable pitching decisions. So, yeah, that is my Mitre of the Week.
Very good.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm glad I could help. All right. So, anything on the injury report besides Jabba Chamberlain? Waffles?
Brannon, still dead. Roman, still dead.
Robertson, alive.
Robertson is alive.
All right. Promising.
Centaur, slightly wounded. But okay.
All right.
Jeter is okay. He's played 2 games since his calf injury.
I heard he hit a dinger.
He did hit a dinger. He had a really good game today.
That's great.
He had double as well, I think. Swisher is supposed to be coming back Tuesday, I think. He missed time with his one groin, and then in Tuesday's game, he hurt his other one.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Poor guy. Alright, any games this week that we're looking forward to? Duggan?
I want to see, same thing I was going to say, I want to see the young guys pitch, I want to see Nova and Pineda and Hughes.
Yeah, I'll be honest, that's pretty much what I'm looking forward to as well. Waffles, you?
Pretty much the same thing.
I also want to see if Abanez can hit another dinger.
He probably can't.
No, probably not.
I would love for Pineda to just, like, throw one pitch 98 or something and shut everyone up, because I'm so sick of hearing about his velocity. I really am.
I don't think you've heard about it enough.
No, I really haven't. It's just everywhere. But it needs more.
Again, for me, it's like, you know, people still worrying about it, and there are people who in turn worry about the Yankees, and I just say, like, how can you worry about the Yankees? I mean, they've consistently made the postseason pretty much for the past 16 to 17 years, with the exception of, like, 2008. I just don't see any need to ever worry about this team. But that's me. I think they'll be fine. Do you?
I'm pretty sure that they will be.
Duggan, are they doomed?
They're doomed.
All right. Glad we got that out of the way. Well, that pretty much wraps up this quick podcast.
Fastest one ever.
Yeah, definitely the fastest one ever. That's what happens when I got nothing to talk about. Just coming back from Paris.
Let's hear some French. Come on, stop being a pussy.
What would you like to hear? Exactly, I think.
I said French, not German.
Was that German? I don't even know. Listen, I've been on a flight for 6 hours. I'm not talking any French. I'm barely speaking English well right now.
That's a shame.
I tried a macaroon that Waffles recommended. It was pretty good.
The best ones ever.
Yes. And I did a lot of walking, so my legs are sore. I saw Versailles, and that was pretty nice. You know, giant palace, and you know, you do appreciate at that time where it's really good to have like that insane amount of wealth where you can, you know, tip the top of your palace with gold and have every ceiling painted. It's incredible.
For the record, I think there is one of those macaroon shops, the same one, in New York City.
There probably is.
It's just not as good as the real thing.
Well, maybe one day I'll go try it out. But before we get into any more talk of me going to Paris or macaroons, I think we're going to end this podcast. Make it quick. So, for What Would Jeter Do and Lord Duggan, I'm giving you a raise. Again, I mistakenly said it the last time as the Pinstripe Alley Podcast at gmail.com, where it is just Pinstripe Alley Podcast at gmail.com. There is no the in front of it. So, if you want, I haven't had a chance to check, just because, again, I just got home. Feel free to shoot us an email, ask us some questions. Maybe we'll read your email on the podcast. We might not. I don't know, Duggan likes reading stuff.
You can't even read.
No, I can't. Especially not now, I'm barely seeing straight. So, yeah, feel free to shoot us an email, let us know your thoughts. Always comment in the podcast comment section. And, of course, thank you for listening, and go Yankees.